two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what do teachers think? They should certainly have a say in this, right? They're teaching our kids. When they hear pressure from the president to get kids back to class by fall, and also when they hear Education Secretary Becky DeVos, she doesn't mince words over it.
It's not a question of if, it's just a question of how.
That is the goal, right? I mean, can we figure out a way to do it and do it safely? We're going to have a live interview to ask what districts are doing to keep teachers safe, and are they listening to teachers?
That live interview coming up in about a minute and a half. In the meantime, USA Today surveying teachers at the end of May, Dave, so it's a couple of weeks ago. One in five at that time said they were unlikely to return to school if their buildings opened this fall. We had Lily Eskelson-Garcia, former Utah school teacher, former president of the Utah Education Association, now president of the National Education Association, calling out the president on CNN last night for not spelling out how schools are going to be able to pay and afford for all these new safety measures in light of a pandemic.
So here's what I know. Republican parents, Democratic parents, socialist parents, Tea Party parents, they love their kids. They want their kids back in school, just like their teachers do. And we know we can do it safe. Why isn't the president of the United States, why isn't Betsy DeVos saying, here's what we're going to do to make sure schools have what they need to open safely? It's almost like he wants chaos.
Well, fundamentally, that's the difference in belief. She feels like it should come from Betsy DeVos and pass that down throughout the rest of the country, and the president thinks it should be a local decision. That's just a difference in opinion when I'm listening to what she wants them to do.
Well, I listened to the entire 7-minute interview with CNN, and one of the things that she brought up was, what about the funding? Where are we going to get the money to do this? These social distancing measures, I mean, the CDC recommends 6 feet. The American Association of Pediatrics says, well, maybe 3 feet is enough. But where are they going to get that funding to perhaps pay for additional teachers, to social distance students? Or are we just not going to do that? She had, you know, 30 plus kids in a classroom with small windows, no windows, halls are packed. You got sick kids who are getting sent to school. I mean, there's a lot of concerns here I feel still need to be addressed. We can't just give districts like the Jordan School District a pass and say, yeah, 4 or 5 days is fine. And, well, we won't worry about the masks and we won't worry about social distancing. So in fairness, let's bring in Granite School District spokesperson Ben Horsley to spell out what the Granite District is doing to protect teachers. Good morning, Ben.
How's it going?
Well,
sounds like you guys are having some fun conversations here. I'm so excited to get involved in a Trump debate. That sounds just like what I wanted to do this morning.
Well, it's just more about the Granite School District right now. We're trying to drill down and see what the Granite School District is doing to protect teachers. You certainly must be talking about this. And didn't you just have a board meeting last night?
We did, and we actually went till almost 11 o'clock with some of these conversations, particularly around the discussion about masks. And the reality is the expectation will be that our employees wear masks, be providing masks to all of our students, and highly encouraging them to participate as well. But this is going to be a joint effort to help not just keep kids safe, but just as importantly, keep our teachers safe. And parents are going to have a big role in that, because we do know that oftentimes in the past, pre-COVID, that sending a kid to school with the sniffles was an okay thing to do. And it's not anymore. What we need is our parents to be really vigilant about making sure their kids with symptoms stay home, any kind of symptoms. And that's going to be a major thing in terms of helping keep everybody safe and healthy.
Will at-risk teachers have options?
They do, and they will. They've had them going in. There were some additional protections supported by Congress, and they continue to have some of those protections. If I'm a teacher with underlying conditions, I want the district, I want those teachers to know the district's going to be providing some additional PPE. We want to work with you. We want to make sure that you feel comfortable coming back in the classroom.
Who's paying for that? You guys getting federal funding for that, Ben, in the Granite District?
We are. We're getting some CARES funding that will help fund pay for that. We've contributed an additional $1.6 million towards paying for some of that additional PPE. And as you are aware, there was an additional 500,000 masks brought in. There's a lot of donations coming in to help provide that PPE to schools as we head back to school this fall.
What are you hearing from teachers right now? Are they excited to go back? Is there a fear? What's your biggest concern that you're hearing from teachers? Or maybe are they just excited about the possibility?
Well, we've done a lot of survey work, and we are listening to our teachers on our return school committee. We have our union is representing those teachers and presenting a number of concerns. And particularly it has to do with class size and social distancing. And the reality is in our patron survey that we did, we found that up to 20 our patrons felt more comfortable with distance learning. And whether it was a green condition or yellow, it didn't matter. We expect that not all of our parents are coming back to school this fall. And so with respect to that, if your average class size is in the 30 range and 30% of your kids are not coming back, it's going to be a lot easier to socially distance in those classrooms. We still need to provide those kids those services. And that's another concern is simultaneously learning.
So, Ben, you're breaking up a little bit. Maybe you can hold
to provide that.
Maybe you can hold one hand up towards the sky and move your head around a little bit. You're just breaking up a little bit. So if you can hear us, Ben, 30% an actual number that the Granite School District is looking at in terms of students not returning to class this fall? Or is that one you just kind of pulled out of the air?
No, it was 27% indicated that on our survey work. That was an actual scientific study that we had conducted, and we reported out on last night. So with respect to that, on average, if you only have 20 of your kids showing up for in-person instruction, your class size has been tremendously reduced, and you're going to be able to socially distance a lot better than you would with your normal 30 kids. So that's not a huge alleviator of stress on teachers. So we do need to provide additional support and help as they provide that additional distance learning as well.
Ben Horsley, thank you so much for joining us and talking us through this. Debbie, I thought that I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
That some parents are just frankly not comfortable sending their kids to school. And if one in four kids is going to be kept home because of their parents' choice, then that does. That changes a lot of the dynamics for me.
Yeah, and remember yesterday when we were talking about this, I said if my kids were still in high school and middle school at the time this pandemic hit, I'd be one of those parents who kept their three kids home. So if 27% are staying home from the Granite District and, you know, preferring to do online learning, you're right, Dave, maybe that does alleviate some of those social distancing concerns.